Chapter 16, the second phase of the program. This middle phase is the longest of the three and typically takes between 2 to 4 months. One day off. In this phase, you massage 6 out of 7 days in a week. Therefore, you must choose one day where you want to skip the massage. This is partly to give your body a break, but also to make it easier for you to keep your motivation. It is just a little bit easier to stay motivated if you have one day off every week to look forward to. 1 month at a time. You need to commit to doing the program for 1 month at a time. You pick a date in 1 month, and that will be your goal. When you reach this date, you take a break of a minimum of 4 days, maybe more. And then when you are ready again, you commit to another 1 month period. Once you have been doing the program for a month and had 4 days without massage, that is a good time to get an accurate measure of your symptoms doing a symptom list with me. You cannot trust your symptoms while you're doing the massage. You cannot trust your symptoms while you're doing the program, as your symptoms can flare up slightly from the massage. So, only commit to the program for 1 month at a time, and then a minimum of 4 days without massage. Then you gather your thoughts, and then you go for another month. It does not have to be exactly 1 month. See what works best for you and your motivation. Maybe committing to 2 or 3 weeks at a time is better for you. Increase the pressure. As you move further into the program, your limit for how hard and how long you have to press on a trigger point will increase. In the beginning, your trigger points cannot take more than a very light pressure for 45 seconds. But as you move through the program, you should increase both the amount and duration of the pressure. Your hands will get stronger as you are doing the massage. In fact, when you are nearing the end, you may need to hold the pressure for up to 10 minutes on a single trigger point, pressing as hard as it is physically possible for you. Your flare-up limit or tolerance will increase. But how do you know if you are pressing hard and long enough? You should always stay on or slightly above your flare-up limit. Your flare-up limit is the amount of massage your trigger points can take before your symptoms start to flare up. Your flare-up limit will increase through the program, and so must the intensity of your massage. If you never feel a little bit flared up from the massage, you are not massaging hard and long enough, and you need to increase the intensity. It is important to be aware of this, as many people grow too comfortable with the massage once they have gotten into a routine. But this routine must be challenged all the time with more and more intensive massage. Initially, it's easy to find sore trigger points, but gradually you'll spend more and more time looking for them and less time actually massaging. It also becomes increasingly more important that you press straight onto the trigger point and don't allow the trigger points to slide away under your pressure. The symptoms fluctuate. For most people, this phase will be a roller coaster of symptoms going up and down. One day, you'll wake up and all of your symptoms seem to be gone. You'll get excited, but then the next day, your symptoms have flared up again and you might feel devastated. But as long as you have active trigger points, you cannot expect your symptoms to be gone for good. So don't get too attached to the good days, but use them to remind yourself that maybe tomorrow your symptoms will be bad again, but that's okay. Eventually, when all of your trigger points are gone, so will your symptoms, for good. Don't rush yourself through the program. Understandably, people just want to get better as soon as possible. But if you try to push yourself, especially with negative self-talk such as, you can't even stick to the program, you loser, then it is just going to stress you and make things much worse. It is important that you find your zen during the massage. You get to enjoy the massage and accept it as part of the life you are living at the moment.